countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing 295,000 readers the latest farming news and the best of rural Ireland weekly.
But first, as the evenings close in, the temperatures drop and the leaves begin to fall from the trees, it is a reminder that we're very much into autumn. And around the country, another reminder is the sight of tractors and drills and ploughs in fields, because fields are being ploughed and seeds are being sown, with crops being put into the ground for the winter. And I've come to one farm here where it's been busy over the past few days doing exactly that. I'm here in Stabannan, near RD in County Louth, and I'm here with the farmer, Garrett Culligan. Garrett, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, Ben.
And it's a lovely, lovely day, I have to say. Tell us a little bit more about where we are. I can see the Cooley Mountains in the distance.
Carlingford down over there. Yeah, look, we're in Mid Louth. Stabannan is the area here. This is, I'm a tillage farmer in Stabannan. I've worked on about 550 acres with owned and rented land. And what we're doing here today, as you can hear the sower going by, we're direct drilling or no-tilling winter barley into the crop, a cover crop here from a previous crop of winter wheat last year.
What have the conditions been like?
Conditions are just borderline at the moment. The drying days are getting better, drying, more drying coming. We had a lot of rain last week. We had rain every day. I think we had 30 mil over the last week, so we couldn't drill last week. So we're just getting on top of things now, and conditions will get better. But it won't take much to stop us.
Right, okay. It's all dependent on the weather.
That's the.
And what did you take out of this field?
We had a crop of winter wheat in here last year.
Okay.
And we actually chopped the straw on it. And the day we harvested the crop, we sowed a cover crop. And we sowed a cover crop of buckwheat, sunflowers, linseed, phacelia, and vetch. And all those plants, they're all different species. Mm-hmm. Every single one of them. And they all do different things in the soil. Now, it doesn't look much, but under the ground there's roots, and they're interacting with the soil and helping plant or soil health. So the plan is that we won't have to use as much pesticides in this field because of this cover crop.
So you're thinking about biodiversity when you're farming here.
That's the main.
Yeah.
We used to plough and sow for years. So we stopped that in 2001 and we changed to a min-till system, which is just really tickling the top of the ground and then going in with a sower then 3 weeks after that. At the time, it was a machinery driven decision, and I didn't really understand soil health enough, and climate change wasn't an issue then.
Right.
It is now. So 20 years ago it was just to get the job done quicker and cost, and it did. And then as we went down that route, we found out a lot of things. We started learning about soil health. We started cutting back on fertiliser and pesticides, and we learned an awful lot of things in the journey. And now the system has evolved to no-till or direct drilling in some places, which is just, you go straight in on the stubbles, you don't tickle the ground at all anymore.
But what about the end product? What about the return that you get from it?
The yield is as good as any. When you move to the system, you will see a little yield drop. The Irish climate, last year we didn't get our winter crop sown. We I think it was 30% of the crop sown last year.
That was because of the wet.
Season, this system gets it hard to work in the wet.
Okay. Yeah.
So my neighbours have ploughed and sowed there last week where I had to wait. What's happening in this field here, because we're not ploughing the field or loosening the soil, you're not putting oxygen into the soil.
Okay.
So you're not burning the carbon in the soil out. When we plough, you put oxygen into the soil and it comes out as carbon dioxide. And that can be up to 3 tonne an acre of carbon dioxide coming from soil, whereas this system will sequester carbon, a half a tonne an acre.
Will you explain to me then what companion cropping is?
Yeah. Companion crop is growing two crops in the one field together, and we've tried this a good few times now. So 3 years ago we had a crop of winter beans in this field, and the day before we sowed the winter beans we got the fertiliser spreader out and put oats in it and spread it on top of the ground. And then we direct drilled the beans through that. So the oats came up first, lovely and thick and lush, and smothered out all the weeds. And then the beans came up.
Oh, so you had them growing actually together?
At the same time. And the two compete against each other for life.
And what's the benefit of that? The
roots, again, biodiversity. It's a mixture. And if I didn't put in the oats, I would have had to come with a herbicide. So I'm cutting out
Yeah.
The herbicide. The herbicide, the cost of the herbicide was €30 an acre, could be 35, and I cut that out completely.
So Garrett explains that by mixing the sowing of crops, or companion cropping as he calls it, on the same patch of ground, it reduces the need to use herbicides to kill weeds, as each crop acts as a sort of a barrier against the spread of any disease to its companion crops.
We are sowing here now winter barley today, but there's four different varieties mixed together.
Okay.
So what happens there, each variety has a different strength or a weakness. One could be good in mildew, one could be weak on septoria. What happens is the diseases don't spread. It doesn't eradicate the disease,
yeah,
but it stops the spread of it. You'll actually, when you're walking the crop, you'll pick the ones with mildew and it's not spreading. It's not beside the plant with that's strong on mildew has no mildew. And it's not, you don't get a cluster of disease in an area. It's not an answer, it's part of a system.
And of course, you're growing crops here for animal consumption, isn't that right?
Animal consumption, yes.
So you're dependent on, you know, a vibrant beef and dairy farming industry in this country, aren't you, for your end product?
Oh yes, yes, that's the, yeah. And I think we need more tillage farmers, probably have to work a little bit better with our dairy farmers in the future to survive.
Right. So if dairy farmers or beef farmers are forced out of business or forced to reduce output, they won't be as dependent on you.
Yes, that's and then we're competing against, like, our biggest problem in the tillage sector at the moment is probably grain and maize coming in.
Some of it GM produced from the Americas.
Yes, yes.
But do you think that you could, again, replace that market? Is there enough capacity here among tillage farmers to replace what's coming in from those countries?
We probably wouldn't be able to compete, but I think we should be able to grow more peas and beans, native proteins.
Right.
But there's no point in growing native proteins if the quality's not
okay
there. There should be more research put into growing more protein crops in Ireland. Good protein. Like, people say, oh, you should buy Irish grain, but there's no point if it's not good and up to quality. And we Irish farmers get it hard to compete against the Brazilian farmers on price at the moment. It's a different economy as a scale too.
Right, okay, so it's a real six of one and a half a dozen of the other,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's not fair to, I'd say, to ask a dairy farmer to buy an Irish product at a premium.
Yeah.
And that's probably...
When they can get it cheaper elsewhere.
When they get it cheaper.
You're saying that against yourself.
Almost. I know, but
yeah,
that's...
Yeah.
You can understand, you have to be fair.
Well, Garrett, the very best of luck with the remainder of your planting season and doing your bit for the environment as well, as you say. Thanks very much,
Thanks
Garrett.
Thanks very much, Damien.
Well, that was County Louth tillage farmer Garrett Culligan there, as if you couldn't tell by the accent, who, like all tillage farmers, is sowing crops now for the 2021 harvest. And Garrett is an ambassador for Farming for Nature. And by the way, the public vote for this year's ambassadors is still open. So you can vote until next Friday at farmingfornature.ie. And Garrett's also a member of BASE, an international organisation devoted to the conservation agriculture with a focus on soil health, as you could hear his passion for there in that piece. Now,